Welcome to 10 Dozen Minutes of me jinxing the show by saying I hope we don't have any technical difficulties. And we should be, we're broadcasting on all cylinders at this point, and this is Mr. Skullhead. We got Jick.
Yeah, we got me.
Okay, we're, I think we're good to go. So,
well,
hey.
It's like the old days.
Not like the old days when it was a call-in show and,
Well, right.
That didn't
the really old days when we were still just high school students who've never accomplished anything.
I mean, we would still do a radio show every Monday night. It was just that nobody was around to listen, and we weren't broadcasting it on anything.
Yeah.
I mean, there was that one time Christian Slater hooked us up with the pirate radio station, but
that's weird. I watched a couple minutes of that. Like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on. Yeah, given the extra hour, we decided we would eat dinner before the show instead of after the show, and went and got some fish and chips, and came back and watched a little bit of Pump Up the Volume while eating some fish and chips.
Nice.
This is how exciting my my nights are.
So you went to
Columbus. How was that? Tell our listeners about the.
I went through hell to get to Columbus, and by hell I mean Illinois.
Hey.
Hey, you don't like it either. I mean, it's only okay for you to bash it, you know, like.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. Yeah, we flew from Minneapolis, which is where the KOL satellite office is at this point, and got to St. Louis to hop our next flight from St. Louis to Columbus, only to find it was canceled, and they graciously offered to get us there 10 hours later than we were originally going to get there. So we rented a car and drove 6 hours from St. Louis to Columbus, and just today drove 6 hours back to St. Louis and flew home. And what I can say about Columbus is it was worth that.
Well, good.
So, yeah, Tavern Wench and Bete Noire, and I think Soupy Drek was still involved in that. They did a fantastic job putting it together. Just lots of Guitar Hero and Settlers of Catan and like a bar. They had a cash bar in the main conference room, so we didn't need to leave the hotel at all. So like we have booze and entertainment, and it was just absolutely fantastic. Good show, Tavern Wench, and Bete Noire and everybody else who worked on putting that together. And Gagan, the manager of the hotel, did he provided
like
some...
Was it G-A-U-G-I-N?
No, not Gagan, the artist. His first name is like G-A-G-H-A-N.
He's G-A-G-H-A-N?
Yeah, he's from some other country.
You're sure it's not just Gaghan?
Gaghan? No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Perhaps by
freezing his mouth in carbonite.
Shoving a spoon down Harrison Ford's throat. He provided a couple of raffle prizes. They did a raffle for a comped room for the whole weekend, and he put that prize up and provided some complimentary stuff and didn't call the cops on us. So it was awesome.
It was at a totally different hotel this time, wasn't it?
Yeah, the funny thing is, it was at a Holiday Inn, but it was almost the same layout as the other hotel. And I was thinking, this just
you mean
isn't
like there was a hallway and a lot of rooms.
Well,
there was a
bunch of wings that were hard to navigate.
Okay.
Like that hotel was, so I thought it just wouldn't be the same because it was going to be in a more of a tower thing than a sprawling thing, but. No, it was almost the exact same. Easy, just as easy to get lost in, if not easier.
Was the tower deadly or dark?
No, afraid not.
No.
There was no tower. The whole thing
was
three stories big. Yeah. It had a twin. And some queens and some kings.
Never forget.
Forget what? The questions haven't.
I once saw Ween this weekend down in Tucson. So you drove through Effingham. Did anything interesting happen to you in Effingham?
No, but you were right about the world's biggest cross.
Yep, it certainly is there.
It was awfully hard to avoid. Yeah, we crashed right into it. No, it was awfully hard to not see it. And easy to
like,
see.
Like in the Saved, you crashed right into the world's largest cross.
Crashed my van into Jesus.
Doesn't.
Did you see Saved?
Yeah, no, I saw it.
That's good stuff.
I was thinking that it was going to be my internet that screwed the show, because I've got the jankiest setup in this house. I've had so much trouble with wireless networking that I ended up just getting this thing that sends like Ethernet signals through the power lines, and so it just has these sort of like ridiculous low bandwidth spikes. So every once in a while you kind of cut out and go. You sound like that.
Huh. Oh, one other artifact of doing a show like this is I hope somebody else is making a recording.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, because I'm not going to have a recording of it. But, yeah, I was kind of hoping that whole power line thing, it worked. I'd read about it, and, that seems like the ideal solution to not having Cat 5 and not having to rely on crappy wireless.
Yeah, I mean, it would be if it worked. Which I don't even know. I don't even know who you call to get Cat 5 network drops put in your house. I think you call the people building your house when it's being built.
Right.
Is the most effective way to do that, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could just run the cable inside your walls yourself.
Well, yeah, it's just, it could not be less convenient. It's like an L-shaped house, the place where the cable comes in and the place where the computer is are at opposite ends of the L on different floors.
Hmm.
So, I can't even imagine how convoluted a track through the walls it would be.
So I've noticed, though, that coaxial cable is some of the simplest wiring in the world, to the point that when I got the cable set up here, I said, hey, the outlet's over here, and I would really like to hook up the TV over there on the other side of the room. And they said, okay, and ran the cable across the ceiling.
Yeah.
To the the other side. But, it just seems like the bare wire and the connections are so easy to put together that it's almost like Legos.
Yeah, I could also just pay the cable company to put in a drop up here by the computers that we use most often.
Yeah.
But then we'd have the same problem with my wife's computer downstairs. Yeah, this is... Don't ever buy a house, kids. How's your house going, by the way? You had the leak issues for a while.
Yeah, well, the leak issues have been resolved because it hasn't rained.
Oh, good.
Since we might have fixed the leak, so we're just kind of waiting to see the next time it rains if there's any water, and if there is, we'll have to call the roofing company that fixed the leak 3 years ago. But now we got the hardwood floors down in the living room and the dining room. That was huge for just allowing me to unpack. Got the office all set up. And it's comfy down here.
Well, right.
This nice big cinder block lined cave in the basement that has all of my stuff in it. Makes me happy.
Hey, the random poll on myface.com today is, which is cuter, cat, dog, fish, or tiger?
I think cat, dog, fish, tiger is one of my favorite animals.
Also, the first, it's all caps except for the first letter of every word.
Huh.
I hate everything on my face.
Do you hate the internet?
Or
just my...
Do.
I like the poll that was suggested to us in our Radio Bugbear questions.
What was that?
Which one is better, Matchbox 20, him, Fallout Boy, or James Blunett?
Who's James Blunett?
He's related, I think, to James Blunt, who did the You're Beautiful song, where he just kind of screeches, "You're beautiful," over and over, kind of like Rod Stewart and Cartman had a kid.
Huh.
Yeah. If you haven't heard it, I would suggest that you don't hear it ever.
Okay, I'll try not to.
Yeah.
Well, did you have anything else interesting to talk about, or would you like to get into questions?
I think we can get into the questions. I think people would probably appreciate that.
You might. It might make more sense for you to, since they're not hearing a delay when you talk, for you to drive the question selection and reading.
Oh, damn. That means I have to actually pay attention tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see.
Hey, I'm going to read some webcomics and stuff while you're doing that.
So basically you're going to be me for this show?
Yep.
All right, let's see. Do we want to start on November 1st? Because that's Thursday. Should we start on the 2nd?
Yeah, no, I erased up to the point where it was after our show. So you can start at the bottom reading whatever you think is interesting.
Okay.
I think for a show where we're mostly just bullshitting and screwing around, there's plenty of questions.
Yeah. Let's see. We'll start today and work backwards. Gleebs says, thanks for the Viva La Mask. It was perfect for our clan's Guy Fawkes Day giveaway. Yeah, today's Guy Fawkes Day, which means we're supposed to light a bonfire or something.
Crazy like a Guy Fawkes.
Dude, that girl is guy crazy. Guy crazy like a Guy Fawkes. Awesome. Yeah, I understand, you know, I know about Guy Fawkes, and I understand the history thing, but where do the bonfires come into it? Did he
maybe
light a bonfire, or did they put him in a bonfire or something? I don't know.
I don't know. Gunpowder plot? Maybe you're supposed to be burning gunpowder?
Yeah, I don't get it. British people, tell me what the hell with Guy Fawkes Day.
Guy Fawkes. What does Wikipedia say about the actual day? Guy Fawkes Night, more commonly known as Bonfire Night and sometimes Fireworks Night. They burn effigies of Guy Fawkes.
Oh, I see. Well, that makes sense then.
And they also consume black treacle goods.
Treacle goods.
and baked potatoes, which are cooked in the bonfire. So,
I think putting treacle on a baked potato would be kind of disgusting.
What is treacle? Molasses. Is it like molasses?
Yeah. It's entirely molasses.
In some parts of the U.S., molasses also refers to sorghum syrup, though. This is going to be 10 dozen minutes of us reading stuff on Wikipedia.
That was a beautiful XKCD. Just the headline of this is getting out of hand. And yeah, looking up foreplay on Wikipedia.
The Viva La Mask, that was a neat confluence of things that happened at the same time to lead to that. That was
a lot of
that idea was largely straight out of Dev.
Yeah. So thank you, Dev Team. I think Hogulus spearheaded that. And
yeah. I think he was the first one to think about it. Hogulus is, if we needed any more of what we do, we should hire him. But we need more work to get done with our ideas rather than more ideas.
What we need is kind of a sweatshop just to implement the stuff that we come up with.
Yeah. I remember watching The Wiz when I was a kid and somebody explaining to me that what a sweatshop was. And I thought it was a place where they harvested sweat from people.
Wouldn't that be a place where you would go to purchase sweat?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, well, I don't know, like an auto shop, I guess it's a place where they work on autos. That was a place where they adjust sweat. We had a good week for content last week. What with the mask and the tiny plastics.
Yeah, kudos on drawing 64 tiny plastic pictures.
Oh, I didn't draw. I didn't draw shit. Them. I just I shrunk down all of the regular game art.
Right.
It still took like 3 hours to put all that stuff together. But you know, I occasionally like doing stuff where I can, like, you know, listen to music and it doesn't distract me too much or whatever.
But yeah.
Sometimes just some work. Just an honest few hours of work. is just the thing I need.
Really?
It hardly ever happens, but...
Yeah. Fuck out. Let's see. QOV asks why he can't throw away or sell the Manual of Dexterity once I've learned everything from it. Why can't you do that?
I mean, there is a reason, but it would be all spoilery if we said it aloud.
Okay. Because there's something you can do with it that you haven't figured out what it is yet.
Yeah.
Fred Levi points out that Super Mario Bros. 3 is available on the Virtual Console today.
Huh.
Which is kind of groovy. It's almost.
I have still yet to buy anything from. I think the one time I was decided that I was going to get something on Virtual Console, something was messed up and I couldn't connect my Wii to the internet or some shit, so I just didn't do it, and I've still yet to buy any points. Mm. Or however that works. I don't even know.
Well, you buy points, but the point to dollar ratio is, I think, a straight 100 points for a dollar, so. They're not even trying to be tricky about it. But
I don't know. Do you feel like Microsoft is trying to be tricky about it?
Well, it's more like when you go to an arcade and they give you, like, for $10, they give you, like, 2,437 points.
Right.
And every game takes, like, 128 points. Just
right.
To make it hard for you to do the math in your head.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like maybe what they're trying to do with the whole Xbox Live Microsoft points thing is make it so they can make the software cheaper over time without actually changing the prices.
Uh-huh.
I could be totally wrong about that. But I could also be totally right.
And you could be totally crazy.
I could be totally good, totally bad, or totally ugly.
I was just thinking that it just might be a lunatic I'm looking for, because you know me and the Billy Joel.
Hello? Is it me you're looking for?
Who was it? I think Jon Stewart making the joke that Lionel... Like, he was saying something about Nicole Richie not talking to her dad, and he said she never calls him because every time you call him, he sings the entire song Hello when he picks up the phone. Which I hope is true. Let's see. Tommy.
Wow,
what?
I was just looking at the Wikipedia article about treacle, and... there was apparently something called the Boston Molasses Disaster in January of 1919, in which a large molasses storage tank burst and flooded a neighborhood in Boston, killing 21 and injuring 150.
Yeah, I've heard about that. That's fucking... apparently, it was just a wave of molasses. Then.
Yeah. slow as molasses in January, they say.
Apparently, it was pretty quick, though.
Yeah, 35 miles an hour. Miles an hour. Mile an hours.
And that's not even adjusted for inflation.
It's true.
That was really fast back then.
Because it's way faster than, like, a horse. I have no idea if that's true or not.
No, horses are slower than people. And people can only run about 50 miles an hour.
Wait, horses are slower than people?
I'm just saying stuff to make people write in and say, oh, horses are fast. You don't know anything about horses.
Yeah.
There's technically no such thing as a white horse. To bring up a really old thing that people complained about. Oh, Vlad Sheepshank was at Columbus.
Oh, yeah?
And seemed kind of annoyed that I called him Vlad Sheepshank, but what can you do?
Oh.
And Hogulus was there. And,
okay.
You were there.
Yeah, he had said something, and I knew he was there.
Yeah, you should go to that meet again, man. It was one of the first that we went
to. Yeah, I know. I should have. I went to the first one. I don't like traveling. It's not that I don't like traveling, it's I don't like getting on fucking airplanes. I'm just getting to the point where I've decided that I'm going to stop just doing things that lead me to be clutched with mortal terror every month.
You're scared of airplanes?
No. I'm not scared of airplanes. I'm scared of dying in plane crashes, I guess. I mean, it's not even that I'm scared, because I know that nothing is going to happen. And, you know, I know that I'm more likely to get killed on the cab ride to the airport than I am in the airplane. It's just that I freak out when the fucking plane takes off, and I freak out when there's turbulence, and no amount of understanding that it's not a big deal makes me not, you know, just sort of heart-pounding, cold sweat terror.
Right.
And I don't like heart-pounding, cold sweat terror.
Maybe you could do the John Madden thing and just get yourself a bus. Get it all tricked out and just be driven everywhere.
A bus with internet, I mean, I would just drive around all the time, and that's how I would work.
You could just sell your house.
That is also how I would roll. I could convert the house into a bus.
Hmm. Wow.
Like a rocket bus. Something that, like, floated, like, just above buildings and stuff.
Right.
You know, so it's not really an airplane.
So maybe a blimp.
No, just a house converted into a rocket bus.
Right. And then you could burn out your fuse up there alone. And what happens?
Yep, because that's what I do all the time, is make Elton John
references. You know, in a game that has Def Leppard and White Snake references, I hardly think we're gonna go off the rails by referencing Elton John.
Like some sort of crazy term?
Yeah. Or by referencing Ozzy Osbourne.
I mean, I'm sure that there are Elton John references in the game.
I'll bet.
There's gotta be a Tiny Dancer reference in something.
You'd think so, with the Tiny Plastics and all.
Yep.
Oh yeah, there's the drink Yellow Brick Road, and the drink Vodka and Tonic both have Goodbye Yellow Brick Road references in them, and Candle in the Wind. And for some reason, oh I see, it's like a Marilyn Monroe reference is tagged with Elton John because of Candle in the Wind. But yeah, we have 4 Elton John references in our game. That means we're 4 times gayer than a game with no Elton John references in it.
Right.
Blue Elf says, will there ever be a familiar 64? No, because you wouldn't still need it, and you wouldn't still feed it. And it would just kind of wither and die, and that would be really sad.
Is there a 65 but no 64? Did we?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's one that accidentally hit create a new familiar twice or something.
No! It was a thing that I started working on, and then it kind of petered out when I discovered that there weren't enough things to do with it for it to really do what I was thinking.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, I'll have to show you. I'll have to find and then send you a link to this thing that it was a reference to, because it's a cool thing. But it just, the more I sat thinking about how to work it into the game, the fewer ideas I had, so.
Hmm.
It's just sitting there as a placeholder. Yeah. Where are you reading questions?
I started on 1105.
I see.
And read almost to the flush before this point.
Point.
Garglia suggests changing the name of the Heavy D to Tenacious D. It would be a better reference, is better known, as well as funnier. I would have to dispute the better reference. I'm sure that more people know who Tenacious D is these days than Heavy D is, but I don't think that makes it better or funnier.
Yeah. I mean, I like Tenacious D, but we don't need to change that.
Yeah, I mean, what about the overweight lover Heavy D? Never forget.
Is he still alive?
Probably. I haven't heard about him dying.
Who is it? Eazy-E that got killed?
Eazy-E died of AIDS.
Oh.
Yeah. That'll sure liven
Biggie
up the show.
Biggie Smalls got killed.
Yeah, Biggie Smalls and Tupac Shakur. And, man, we can't keep talking about this because I'm drinking a beer and I'm going to have to start pouring it out.
That's true.
So
what kind of beer are you drinking?
Some local microbrew. No, apparently something made by Anheuser-Busch. It's called Jack's Pumpkin Spice Ale. And seemed to be from a microbrew, but it's actually it's an Anheuser-Busch product. So
they made the exact same when we went camping. Quig bought a 6-pack of that, and then realized after drinking like 3 of them that wait a minute, this is made by Anheuser-Busch. What the hell? That's strange.
I mean, it doesn't really upset me.
Pumpkin beer, man.
It's good stuff.
Pumpkin everything. My wife is a sucker for the limited edition pumpkin flavored everything. So that's all she gets anywhere. Every place there's a pumpkin milkshake or a pumpkin dessert. Huh. They had these pumpkin pie empanadas at this taco place down the road from us, which is actually kind of good.
Hmm.
It was like an empanada filled with pumpkin pie filling. So that's kind of exactly what you would expect.
Yeah, wow. I could go for that. That's one of the few things that I don't like about Minneapolis is it's really hard to find Mexican food.
I can imagine.
Not only is there not a not something on every street corner, but there's not even a Del Taco to get it fast. Because to me, Taco Bell isn't really Mexican food.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think Del Taco is either, but it's a little closer.
Hmm. Yeah, I think of, like, if you want Mexican food, you go to Del Taco. If you want Taco Bell, you go to Taco Bell.
Yeah. We found this little hole in the wall taco place down the street. Not the one with the pumpkin pie empanadas, but a different one where you can actually get the like sort of street tacos where it's just they give you like, you know, 2 corn tortillas covered with just some sort of plain carne asada, and then salsa and like radishes and those spicy carrots and like chopped up onions and cilantro like in little containers on the side.
Nice.
So fucking good. I don't even like corn tortillas, but those tacos are so good.
Yeah, they kind of have to be in corn tortillas for the street tacos.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's see. We got... I see. Yeah, Query says, I was doing the Lighthouse side quest today and realized there should be a side quest where you could get extra gunpowder from the lobster frogman for Guy Fawkes in order for him to blow up the Council of Loathing. Actually, he failed to blow up the Council of Loathing, so your quest would have been in vain anyway.
Yeah, pretend that quest is there. It's just unwinnable.
Yeah.
And it's also a history lesson.
I do find it strange that there's this big holiday where to celebrate the guy failing to blow up something. And I understand that he's not the hero of the holiday, really. He's kind of the whipping boy of the holiday, but it's still kind of strange. Like, this is to commemorate the day that Parliament didn't blow up, which seems to me there would be more days like that, like every day.
Right.
Naked Jew says, any news, radio-related or otherwise, now the daylight savings is over, and what about Scully, no longer in no daylight savings time, Arizona? If you don't mind, Jack, I'm cool with having the show stay the time it is now.
Well, what does that mean?
The
time it is now for us, or stay the time it is now for everybody else? I think that's what we've done in the past, right, is we've dealt with the change so that the listeners didn't have to.
No, actually, in the past, we insisted on keeping the show at the same time. I think for 1 year we did that, at least.
Well, for us or for them? That, what does that mean, keeping it at the same time?
We kept the show the same time for us so that they had to move.
It's up to you. Like
Right, by keeping the show at the same time, I mean, whatever this 2-hour window is that we're in right now, for me it's 8 to 10. For you it's 6 to 8. Just keep it
is
there.
It? No, it's, I mean, 7
it's
to 9.
7 to 9, because you're only an hour behind right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay. So yeah, no, that's fine. I mean, especially because this show I can do from home, so, I mean, I'm just, you know.
So this show is going to be at its regularly scheduled time, Naked Jew, and
the Thursday show gets kind of rough, though, for me to be at the office from 9 to 11, now that I don't just, like, live at the office anymore. I don't know. We'll see. I don't want to mess with changing rollover, though, so I think everybody else is just going to have to deal with that.
Let's see.
Unless I don't know. Did I change it before? I guess it's not a big deal to change it.
Lixie is always willing to mess with the schedule if needed.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess the answer to that question is we don't know.
Right. But the Monday show's going to continue to be the same time it has been in your time zone unless you're in Arizona. Wait. No. What? Yeah.
I hate daylight savings time.
Confusing as shit. It was kind of weird at Columbus. We convinced them to let us have the conference room open until 2 on Saturday night into Sunday morning, which meant that it then became 1 o'clock again and we got another hour, at which point they just said, you know what, you can be there all night if you want. You're not being loud. And so, but it does just seem weird to me, like, there's this whole hour that you do over again. Like, it makes me want to go knock over a liquor store or something. Where were you between the hours of 1 and 2 in the morning? And I was in bed. Because there's two of them. Yeah. I'm just going to keep talking.
Yeah, sorry, no, I was looking for something. I stopped paying attention to the show. When it's time to come up on me to read the questions, I just kind of drift off. Hey, what's that over there?
Right. Fineldar says, now that we have real calendars, how about some in-game ones? We kicked that around for a while ago. Did we ever figure out what we wanted to do anything with that?
We talked about it. Yeah, I don't know that we ever actually did anything. Okay. I finally found this thing that I'm now going to post in dev. So, mm-hmm. Done. Everybody can watch that while they listen to this.
Arctic Hal asks if there will ever be an antagonist enemy in the airship. No, the antagonist is in the desert. And he reminds me subtly that he kicked the shit out of me at Guitar Hero at Columbus. These kids, like, I very rarely meet somebody at a KOL meet who's only okay at Guitar Hero. Either they've never played it before, or they can do every song on the hardest level. So I need more medium to hard players who can duet with me. But Lilac was very accommodating in letting me play medium mode in our co-op games and not laughing at me. Guitar Hero 3 is fun, especially with the Wii controller.
Because
when you have star power...
How does that work? Is there like a guitar that it goes at the side?
Yeah, there's kind of a slot in there with a plug that you plug the remote into through the bottom of it.
I see.
And then your missed notes come out of the speaker in the remote, the little plinks and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
And when you have star power on, it vibrates to the beat of the music. Oh, it's kind of groovy. Fun.
That's neat. What was I? I don't know what the hell I was looking at. Hey, the poll on my face right now. Do you like your girl too? And then the first option is keeps you happy, then treat you right, then cheat on you, and then be a hoe. H-O-E.
Huh. What, where are you looking
at? Which of those do you like your girl to, Mr. Skullhead?
Where are you seeing these things?
On my face.
Right.
It's just terrible. It's terrible. See, user created content is not the fucking future.
So this thing that we've been joking about actually exists.
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody was saying that it was some Stephen Colbert joke, but I don't understand it. It just looks like some terrible social networking site.
The poll that I'm seeing is it pronounced anuses or ani? The options are anuses, ani, I think so, and against my religion.
I think so.
Either that thing's really stupid or it's some brilliant dataist joke.
Yeah.
I'm gonna guess it's really, really stupid.
There's the guy in the picture. He's got something really weird going on with his face. The guy in the, like, maroon shirt. I first saw it and I thought it was, like, some kind of crazy mustache. And then he didn't have a mouth. But he must scream.
I would scream too. Whoa. Is that Ron Perlman from Beauty and the Beast? Who?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Something is wrong with this website because they all look like they've been hit in the face with a shovel. Photoshopped to look like they've been hit in the face with a shovel.
Yeah, or else it's like a social networking site for, you know, people with deformed faces.
Huh. That would explain it the my face.
My face, yeah.
It's not my fucked up face, though.
Yeah, my face is all fucked up. .com.
I wonder. Untouchableface.com.
Yeah, to answer your question about the in-game calendars, I don't know.
Yeah, that's something that we really want to do at some point, so that people who aren't in clans can have a calendar. And we had this whole idea to let people design in-game calendars, and then you could do stuff with them, and that never really came together. Like so many things. But the real life...
A lot of people keep asking about progress on the... on the pirate revamp, and that's one of those things where at this point it's like the less we're talking on it, the more we're working on it, probably.
Yeah. Well, this will finally be an entire week where I can, like, work every day instead of working on the house all week or doing two radio shows, working 2 days and leaving the state, you know.
I mean, given the rate at which you were cranking through that stuff, in the 1 or 2 days that you did have to work on it, I would say that the parts of it that I have assigned to you will probably be content complete by the end of the week, and then it'll be time to just start messing with drops and making sure that the quest progression makes sense and more just like figuring out what the stuff in there needs to do kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
And then there'll be another batch of, like, you know, filling in descriptions and stuff like that, and then there'll be a big period of time where I do the art, and then I don't know. Like, honestly, I don't think that I would be completely out of line to say maybe 2 weeks until that's ready, but I also don't want to make those promises and then back out on them. Probably somebody has done some analysis of when I say something is going to be a week, how long it's actually going to be.
Yeah.
So run that math. Run the numbers.
Yeah, NC Sorcerer saying, what's been going on with wild hairs? Even with one equipped, I'm still getting beaten up status, specifically when I lose HP due to a non-combat. I sent in a bug report, but I'm still getting them. The wild hair only prevents you from getting beaten up in combat, right? Because it has to do the whole message thing.
Yep. Yeah, it does not, nor is it really meant to act outside of combat.
Yeah, no familiar... at this point acts outside of combat, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I mean, we kind of broke that with the parrot, because it gives elemental resistance, and it does so whether or not you're in combat.
Mm-hmm.
The one does.
Yeah, I would say that's not enough of a precedent, though, to go and revamp all the other ones. So, Sorcerer, that's not a bug, that's a feature.
The lag monster is asking if you'll go cow tipping next year at Columbus if he arranges it. I don't think that cow tipping actually happens.
Oh, it does. It does.
I don't believe you.
I've never been. I've read about it in stories. I don't know. No. I would probably not go. I even skipped going to Rocky Horror, which was one of the things that, one of the unofficial activities that went on. Because it was just having too much fun at the hotel and was too drunk to drive the rental car. And so was Jezzerfly. But, yeah. The nice thing about Columbus is you get to just hang out in the hotel and not go anywhere else. No cow tipping. If the town...
What? If you look it up on Wikipedia, though, it says, this article about an even-toed ungulate is a stub. You can help Wikipedia by expanding.
Nice.
Even-toed ungulate.
Anytime you can use the word ungulate and have it actually, you know, mean what it's supposed to mean, so it's just beautiful.
Yeah. Red Shark sent me a PM that says, Native American lore has some things to say about how man got his anus. This is in reply to radio. Anyway, were we wondering where our anuses came from?
No, I don't know where like it came from, but I know where it's going. But yeah. In general, sure. Yeah. Did he elaborate on that at all, though?
Nope. Maybe he will.
Let's see. GigaShadow555 says, we gonna get new Bounty Hunter stuff after a while. Once everyone gets the new items, he'll be kind of useless.
Well, everyone won't have gotten the new items until everyone who's going to play the game has played it.
Right. I mean, I could see adding some new stuff after a while, sure. But not because...
Not replacing.
Yeah. Not because everybody's going to have the items that want them, because that's just never going to happen as long as the game's up. So, yeah, we might add some more stuff. We could just every year switch it out with something functionally identical, but with a different description. Or maybe just doing that on Christmas is enough.
Do we have any huge things this month to work on? Crimbo. I guess it'd be kind of nice if the Crimbo content was sort of ready.
Yeah, I'd like to have that done a couple of weeks before we put it in.
It's totally doable amount of content this year, which is nice.
Yeah. And
we got the new holiday.
Yeah.
Like the next one is November 26th or whatever, so that's going to require. I had a couple of content ideas that I'll post somewhere.
Okay. For El Dia.
Yeah.
Los Muertos Borrachos. Damn, I had such a great idea for that, and I completely forgot it. I'll have to go through my mental Rolodex and see if I can come up with that genius idea that. It's completely left my head.
Maybe we had the same idea.
Steve Apasta says, out of curiosity, how much do the employees of Asymmetric get paid? Like minimum wage or more? We don't get paid. He pays us in meat and we sell it on eBay.
Yeah. No, that's cool. It's cool how that works.
Oh, GigaShadow...
We make a reasonable salary. I mean, we live comfortably,
yeah,
but not like kings.
Not excessively. There are things that I covet that I can't afford, which is a comfortable way to live, because if you could buy everything...
Yeah, if you just get everything you want, it's no fun.
Yeah. There's
no point collecting anything if there's no scarcity, you know? There's no point in the...
I make enough money
We pretty much buy whatever video games we want all the time.
Yeah.
And that's the extent to which we, have the luxury.
Yeah, I'm going to have to hit that up pretty soon, because Smash Brothers is coming out, Guitar Hero 3 is out, Mario Galaxy is coming out.
When is Mario Galaxy coming out?
I think November 15th, unless they've moved it again. You know what? Smash Brothers isn't coming out for a while. I think they just pushed it back to February.
Darn.
I'm also thinking that I'm going to rent that before I buy it, just to make sure it's not, you know, chaotic and random and stupid. Because that would be horrible.
That was the one idea that I had.
I can't remember. Especially while I'm talking. I'm
right.
Not going to be able to remember it.
You can't remember anything while you're talking?
No, I can't think while I talk. Ask anybody. But do you want to take 10, 12 minutes here?
Sure.
And come back. All right, so, yeah, around about 13 minutes, we'll be back, folks.
Okay.
Reach out of space.
Evil, don't you worry about me. Evil, don't get worried about me. Pam, I'm gonna shoot you out of this little town, and soon as I do it, I'm gonna get you down. Come on. There's nobody there.
along with her name. Father McKenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave.
When you grow up, live like a good boy oughta. And your mama takes a shiner for a bear son. Something different, all the girls will seem to like you. Cause you're handsome, like a dog and a whole lot of fun. But now your girl is gone and missing and your house has got an empty bed. The folks will wonder about the wedding, they won't listen to a word you said. We're gonna take your mama out all night, yeah, we'll show her what it's all about. We'll get her jacked up on some cheap champagne, we'll let the good times all roll out. And if the music ain't good, well, it's just too bad, we're gonna sing along no matter what. Because the dancers don't mind if the New Orleans, if you tip them and make a cut.
Your day breaks, your mind aches. You find that all her words of kindness linger on when she no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up. She takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears. Cry for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
You will, you will. Sing about trying to do things. But you have no doubt that we're doing all the best we can. Gonna do it,
you will.
And I'm gonna let you set me free. You can stay up late, cause baby, you're a full grown man.
You want her, you need her. And yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you, and in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears. Cry for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
Watch you today. Freedom.
money came in and she caught me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor. How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Oh, you forget the woman up into your villa. Trip up on the weakness, all the up in your villa. You better watch your mouth before she turn into a killer. It's a dirty situation, not to call a winner. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If you say a night, can't be so say a day. Never admit to a word that she say. And if she claim a youth, I'll be in the overhead.
Let it be, let it be. But she caught me on the counter, saw me banging on the sofa. I even had her in the shower. She even caught me on camera. She saw the marks on my shoulder. Heard the words that I told her. Heard the screams getting louder. She stayed until it was over.
Got a rap. I could sell a mill, saying nothing on the track. I represent New York, I got it on my back. Say that we lost it, so I'ma bring it back. I love the dirty, dirty, show me love. The ladies start to bounce as soon as I hit the club. But in the Midwest, they love to take it slow. So when I hit stage, I watch you get it on the floor. And if you need it high speed, I take it to the Bay. Bristol to Sac Town, they do it every day. Compton to Hollywood, as soon as I hit LA, I'm in that low-low, I do what the Cali way. And when I hit the shy, people say that I'm fly. They love the way I dress, they like my style. They lie, I move crowd from side to side. They ask me how I do it, instantly I reply. This is why I'm hot, catch me on the block. Every other day another drop. 16 bars, 24 pop, 44 songs, give me what you got. I'm in the drop, I'm hard, fresh up off the lot. I'm in the shut my door down just so I can shop. If you need it, I could get it. Tell me what you need, you know I get them by the flock. I call my homie Black, meet me on the Ave. I hit Wash Heights, put the money in the bag. We in the big center, see my pimpin' never drag. Find me the different women that she never had. For those who say they know me, know I'm focused on my cream. Player, you come between, you better focus on the I keep it so clean, the way you see me lean. And when I say I'm hot, my this is what I mean. They love the way the charm hanging from the neck and compliments the arm. It compliments the ear, then comes the gear. So when I hit the room, the shorty stops and stare. Start to hate, rearrange the face. But little do they know, I keep them things by way. Side eyes reply, nobody got to send us a little room, cause I got the.
You got the beat, I got the beat.
This is why I'm hot.
Back on the radio, and hopefully.
So that's why he's hot.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I heard somebody explain it as kind of a logic puzzle. Like, I'm hot because I'm fly. You ain't because you're not. Like, so everyone who is hot is also fly. Everyone who is fly is something. I don't know. Somebody set it up like a syllogism. It was entertaining. If only I could remember how the hell it worked. But, yeah, it's actually a very intelligent song. Very few people know that.
Cool.
I don't know, I actually can't stand the non-mashed version of it, but, that's why God made mashups.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, so anyway, we have Weighted Companion Rock for Crimbo this year, says Shop Troll, who is also in Columbus. See, all the cool people are in Columbus.
You need to play Portal.
Yeah.
It's really funny. It's seriously, even if you don't like shooters, you might like it. It's neat.
No, I do like shooters, and I have been intrigued by the concept and everything. I just don't have an Xbox 360 and don't want to get one, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I got it for the PC.
Oh. I didn't know they put it out for the PC then.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's like a Valve game, so they primarily develop for the PC and they port to the other stuff. But
so it's not a huge game, right?
Yeah, it's only a couple hours long. It was like $20. Okay. Yeah, the writing was really good. Speaking of the writing, Apocalypse Throb asks if you're striking with the other writers.
I'm always striking. No, that's only for screenwriters.
Did that happen?
That I write
that
for. Yeah, I mean, I guess as of sometime Sunday morning, they're striking. But, yeah. Who knows how long it's going to last. It seems to me like it's kind of a shitty thing for the union to do to some of the writers. Because the people who are, I'm sure that the people behind the strike are the people who can afford to take, you know, a month with no income so that they can get another $1 million off of the stuff that they've written being available on the web. and the people who are expected to carry through the strike are the people who can't really afford to lose a month's worth of income.
Mm.
Which seems like the union's not working for the writers. Really. But,
yeah, I don't really know anything about it.
Yeah, that's all the thought that I gave then.
I don't like strikes in general.
Not even one, two, or three. What about at the old ball game, is what I'm asking here.
Yeah, Casey was at that bat. Hmm. Art points out something, a problem with the art, that may or may not be the case, but that should be looked at. It's since those graphics were all, the Battlefield graphics were all just sort of entirely a Photoshop job, It is entirely possible that something got saved incorrectly. And Naked Juice says Riff was 6 across in the New York Times crossword today.
Huh, nice. I have a DVD game called Riff, which unfortunately is not just trivia about him.
I don't know that we'd be any good at that even if it was, because he's so fucking mysterious.
Yeah. Maybe it would be a lot easier if just the answers to all the questions were Riff. You know, who's the cat who won't freak out when there's danger all about? Riff.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. He's a sex machine for all the chicks.
Shut your mouth.
Yanka Texi, speaking of Riff, says, is Friends Worthy's letter only flavor text, or is it a clue for something in-game that hasn't been discovered, or is it for something that hasn't been yet implemented? The last, or the second, depending on how much you believe me. Yeah, there's a whole awesome thing that's incredibly complicated planned for Friends Worthy. That's one of the bigger branches of the Guild Quest tree.
But for now, you can pretend that it's flavor text. Because it's flavorful. Yep. It's alright.
It's flavor text. Mm. Wowie 12 says, is there prizes in listening to the radio? Well, you might get a much-needed grammar lesson as a prize from listening to us talk.
Right. Because we talk good.
Oh, and Burnt Ketchup 5 understands that flattery will get you everywhere. When he says he doesn't understand how two people can be so talented and amazing. Oh, there are more than two of us. But we are pretty talented and amazing.
Oh, yeah.
To a man.
I would say that I'm more amazing to women than to a man. But whatever works for you.
Finellar says, how can the ancient vinyl coin purse and old coin purse have the same used text? It's funny-ish and makes sense for both, but I think Scully can stop having sex for long enough to make a new few sentences of content. Yeah, I think I actually wrote the thing that is both of those.
Yeah, I tend to not get a shot at used texts unless it's specifically content that I wrote.
Right.
Which that wasn't.
And, I think it's the thing about you dumping out the coins and the coin collector coming up and paying you for them.
Hmm. Yeah, that's clever. What's wrong?
Fruity Boosh says, will the Disco Bandit combos get fixed or are we all screwed? You know, that is the second and only the second reference I have seen to some Disco Bandit combo bug. And I don't know, I don't know if that's real or not. So, if you can duplicate it, tell me.
Yeah. Otherwise,
Muggle Gal says Scully rocks Columbus less than 3.
Yeah, we had some decent karaoke that evening. Bette Noir and I did a duet of Come Sail Away, which was...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but she started it Shatner style, and so I went up and sang with her until she got the courage to sing for herself. It was beautiful. Lessons were learned. And everyone felt just a little bit enriched.
Is that that? That's that Styx song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Elroy Jetson says, is it intentional that the TPS2 figures don't zap into each other like the TPS1s do, or was that an oversight? As if an oversight could ever occur in the Kingdom of Loathing. They should now zap into each other. We meant for them to, Riff did the work that would make them zap into each other fairly early on. It didn't work because we had not marked them public, but they are now public, so... Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm gonna give myself an ebony wand, and I'm gonna give myself a tiny plastic. Let's say Ed the Undying. No. Is that not? Oh, yeah, it was. I just typed it wrong. Now I'm gonna go into my inventory. Now I'm gonna go to miscellaneous. Now I'm going to zap. Now I'm in a tiny plastic. No. Oh, weird. Oh, no. It is in there. Okay, zapping. And I zapped Ed the Undying into a tiny plastic protector specter. So, it works. For me, at least.
They only zap within their rarity category, though, right?
Yeah, just like the TPS1s. So, yeah, I mean, if you were basing that question, Elroy Jetson, on something that happened a few days ago, check. It is also possible that it's not working correctly on live servers. Or the liver serves. Crazy Brain says, will there ever be an addition to housing, maybe where you can buy a house and get furniture from animals or buy wind from vendors and have different types of defenses? Since housing adds to your defense when you sleep, when PvP'd, like make housing have spots similar to the clan room. I don't know.
It would be tricky to come up with furniture for a house that wouldn't just duplicate the clan furniture.
Yeah, and it's... I mean, what I have sometimes wanted to do is make, you know, stuff like the feng shui or whatever... I don't know. I have this idea where a lot of the things that are currently in your campsite would go away if you changed dwellings and wouldn't take up space in the campground anymore. Because if I had the whole campground to do over again, I think that I would do it differently. Where you had a house where you could put different stuff in it, and maybe certain stuff that you know you choose one from a set of three things instead of just being able to throw everything in there at once or whatever. But you know, I don't. I don't want to have that to do over again, so...
Right.
You know, it's... Player housing in MMOs is very... very overhyped thing, I think. Yeah, I mean, it basically turned into just additional equipment slots for you if it had that much of an in-game effect.
Yeah. And part
of... You could do stuff while you were resting, but nobody rests, man.
Yeah, and that's so suboptimal.
Resting is for faggots. Fruitian asks if there's a reason that Hot-Blooded is the only WoD effect with its own icon. Just because there was an icon already? Were the others going to get them someday, or is Hot just more special? Yeah, you know, that was kind of an accident. I was doing something, and I saw that it was in there with that effect. Now I'm going to change it back. Look that up. What is it? A C-Wad? Yeah. Because then cold blue, dude. Yeah, that's C-Wad. All right, I'm changing that back so that it's no longer confusing. Alright. And also, Fruitian says, P.S., it's good to see, here, you guys back together on the air. Or I imagine it will be, since I'm writing this before the show starts. Well, it's good to be back on the air.
Yeah, it was kind of funny that, for one reason or another, both of us missed each other on the last two shows. As much sense as that made.
Yep.
But, yeah. I had planned on doing the first week show and was super busy, and then your internet crapped out last week, and now here we are. reunited, and it feels so good.
Admiral Pant says, "Dear Mr. Skullhead, can you refer to Jake as Caller? I'd really get a kick out of that."
Actually, I'm the caller, because... No, he is the caller. He called me. Never mind.
Yeah, I'm the caller.
Reverend Nublusa asks if there's going to be a Feast of Boris on Thanksgiving this year. I remember last year there wasn't. I think that was a mistake in last year, and that this year will, it will happen.
Yeah, the thing, Thanksgiving is one of those holidays that's on a different day every year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not automatically set up to make it that holiday on that day, because it can't be. I mean, it could be if we wanted to write the logic for figuring out what day is Thanksgiving, but
okay.
What day is Thanksgiving? I'll set that up in the daily script right now.
November 22nd is Thanksgiving. Speculum has checked.
Oh, weird. No, I guess I won't. That's a more complicated change than I thought, because of that difference, that holiday doesn't work on the sort of normalized holiday code at all. It's entirely separately coded. No? What the hell? Oh, yeah, weird. It's entirely hard-coded. I'll have to go through and change that.
So you can't just plug something in there?
Yeah, I can't just plug it in quickly. I mean, I'll do it, but I need to... It actually involves editing a few scripts and changing the way some stuff works, so I don't want to do it while I'm on the radio.
Right.
Dr. Keir says, "When will the Kitten of Loathing have pictures? You guys are always talking about said feline, but no pictures exist." There's Xenophobe's cat. I don't know if there's any pictures of Zangetsu or not.
There are tons of pictures of my cats online. Especially in...
Isn't that cute?
In Jezzerfly's Facebook. And well, I mean, none of them have, like, lolcat stuff written on them.
Uh-huh.
No, they don't.
Yeah, you say that.
Serious.
I need a list of lolcat phrases for something.
Wow.
A trick that I want to do.
A novel that you're writing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd prefer not to have to look through hundreds of lolcat pictures.
Why not?
Okay, fine. I'll look through hundreds of lolcat pictures. Where does one find hundreds of lolcat pictures?
ICanHasCheeseburger.com, believe it or not.
Really? Is it CHEEZ?
Yep. Well, I mean, I'm sure that you could go to Wikipedia and ask Wikipedia, and then they would have examples of the kind of phrases that are on them.
Wait, this isn't a cat.
No, so any cute animal is eligible for being lolled.
I see.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I find lolcats amusing. They just don't seem to get old for me. Whereas they immediately were old for you.
Yeah. I would maybe go to one... I would look at... Whoa, that's creepy. I would look at, you know, like, a top 100... lolcats, you know, but the submissions, I don't know.
Well, they're kind of hit and miss.
But. Yeah. Yeah. Not gonna just read lolcats on the radio.
You should just read the captions out loud, because that would be hilarious without the picture.
Yeah. Well, what I am gonna do is I'm gonna read another. Okay. Here's a poll from my face. Portugal or Mexico? And then the responses are Portugal, Mexico, Zimbabwe, or Jamaica.
Jamaica.
Yeah. From Zimbabwe to Jamaica. Making everything suck since last week when I saw it for the first time.
What is Canadian Tire Money?
Canadian Tire Money.
Yeah.
Glebe says, wait, the person who did that You're Beautiful song was a guy? I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, the You're Beautiful song is, it kind of sounds like a girl or a guy singing really high and an annoying.
Is that voice. That Natalie Imbruglia song?
No, that would be Torn.
Not that. Okay, who?
The You're Beautiful song that we were talking about earlier. James Blunt.
Oh, the song that. Wait, I must not know the song at all.
Right.
Okay, I see.
We went through that.
Maybe Gleaves is thinking about a different song. Garrow says, one of the things you can get in a black picnic basket should be black treacle, the description referencing Guy Fawkes Night. Eh. I don't know. What are you typing? What are you typing?
I'm cybering with 5-4.
How neat.
Yeah.
So, this Lolcats thing, never mind. I'm retarded.
Let's see. Istanbul says, you pour out a footy for your gangsta homies that ain't with us no mo. You pour out microbrewery beer for your preppy friend whose chauffeur and maid just quit. That's entertaining.
It's not really. It's actually Budweiser, though. It's not a microbrewery beer.
So is rollover happening in an hour?
I mean, it should have happened. Did it not?
It didn't.
Huh.
Everybody's still logged in.
That's really strange. I wonder if the, let's see, date. It says that it's 2035. I'm going to look at the cron tab. And it says, I mean, what's weird is the warnings should be, oh no, I can't edit the cron tab. No, I should look at this. Why is this not working? I don't know what the hell is going on. Well, let's just keep doing the show. Rollover can wait.
Okay.
It's not important or anything.
Hogulus asks if he can has rollover.
Tiny Plastic Grimmy suggests St. Paul for Mexican food. Lots of ethnic restaurants there.
Huh. I'll have to have a look.
Ethnic.
I don't much go into St. Paul, because the St. Paul is kind of laid out like Boston, in that they freak out when there are flashing lights. In that it's a lot of one-way streets and roads that kind of wind around on, you know, like they were laid out on top of cattle tracks instead of made roads. So
I see.
Haven't messed around over there too much.
Do you want to either take a music break or take some questions yourself a little while I look into this rollover thing?
Sure.
I know.
Let's see. FJ245 says, don't forget Eye of Judgment. I've never played any tradable, collectible card games in my life, and I'm not going to start with one that scans the cards into the computer so you can play online. It just seems kind of ridiculous. Ak 47 says, where do you get the mashups? I get them from Mashup Town. That is where I get them. MashupTown.com. I wasn't being glib, that is actually where I get them.
Hmm.
Damn it, I can't type and talk at the same time. Burn Ketchup 5 asks if we caught Heroes. I still have not seen a single episode of Heroes. So, I'm sure that it's very good, and I would very much want to, I very much want to know what all the fuss is about. But the, yeah, I'm going to have to wait till DVD. Let's see, MojoTech asks if you're going to eat that Protector Spectre. I somehow doubt that you are. Huh, Jake says rollover looks like it started, but it didn't actually knock everybody out. Lol, can yes. Familiar, please. Is Inferno Hero.
Okay, I finally got the Chrome tab loaded. It looks like it should have been running. I don't know if there's some error that got introduced because... what the fuck? I have no idea what the fuck is wrong with the dev server. Huh. It's just absolutely crawling on everything, and I don't know, I can't even see what's going on, because I can't, like, open a new session to log into it. I need to take care of this, so I need to not be responsible for a radio show right now. Yeah. So,
all right.
Do you want to just finish it up solo? I can just drop out of Skype.
Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot who was hosting for a second. All right. enjoy.
All right. Bye, everybody. I'll try and get this fixed.
Well, we almost made it through an entire Jick and Skullhead show. Now it's only a Skullhead show. That sucks. No, Inferno Hero, never, ever, never a lolcat familiar. Inferno Hero says, so does Internet Explorer have any merits over Firefox? Only that there are websites that don't run on Firefox, which I think is less of a problem with Firefox, and more of a problem with people doing websites. Let's see. We'll just go all the way to the top and start over. All these questions about World of Warcraft after Jick's shows. Is that all he talks about on the Thursday show? World of Warcraft? ACDR says, would you consider making Mr. Store items less awesome for basementing? Rich people already have it a lot easier. Well, it's cool that there are items that are very much awesome for basementing. Having them be Mr. Store items is increasing the gap between rich and poor. Lord. I think we have kind of the same problem with the basement divers as we do with the diamonds, in that something that's really good for everybody is also really good for them. So, how do we get around that? How do we add stuff that's a desirable Mr. Store item for everybody, but doesn't make basementing easier? That's what we're kind of up against, because the things that we're putting in, we're not putting them in thinking that they're solely to make basementing easier, but somehow they do. So, kind of kills me. Okay, to Uber, and Uber says, Jick, I love the gluttonous green ghost familiar, but I looked at his picture once, and his eyes looked like nostrils, and the top of his head was a great big upturned nose. Now I can't see him the normal way anymore. Wow, I gotta go look at that. I think I have one of those. Wow, that is a total mind hack. Now that just looks like a guy with his head thrown back. And, yeah, you suck, Uber Noober. Now I can't see it any other way either. The moves says... Shut up, Kenma. On the November 1st radio show, there was talk of how there is no one lighting a fire under the collective asymmetric asses to get work done. Well, I volunteer to do so. Your deadline for rolling out new robust content is January 1st, 2008. If you don't, I will come there and... Wait. Where are you? Was it Arizona? I'm not going to Arizona, but I will send someone to berate you and break your toys. I don't think that's going to work. And what does robust content mean? I don't know. As long as we are moving forward on stuff. We're just not moving fast as you would like us to move. I always wonder if we should announce stuff that we're working on, you know, like the pirates, because then every week people are going, what's up with the pirates? What about the pirates? And if you didn't know that the pirates were coming, then you wouldn't be asking about them. But are you happier knowing that the pirates are coming and not knowing when they're coming, or would you rather not know that we're working on something because then you won't be waiting for it? What do you think? Gleave says, have you ever seen the original Legend of Zelda cartoon? Yeah, dude, I used to watch that. It was the Super Mario Brothers Super Show in various iterations of it, and it came on every weekday, and then on Fridays, instead of Mario cartoons, they would run Zelda cartoons. And they were, they were pretty horrible. Link was kind of a jerk, and didn't have much to do with the video game at all. But fun to watch. I remember really digging the Super Mario 3 cartoons, though. Or the Super Mario cartoons where he had the raccoon leaf and everything. That's really, really cool. Sorry, looking at questions. Dr. Kira says, Jick, while I am normally extremely fond of your artwork, I must say one piece of new work looks subpar. Your cactus fruit looks like a scrotum. I think it's entirely possible that your scrotum looks like a cactus fruit. Sorry, man, but that is exactly what a prickly pear cactus fruit looks like. So if your scrotum is kind of monotesticular, if you just have kind of one big one in there, I suppose it would look like that. But I would say that's a shortcoming of your scrotum and not of the artwork. So I think your scrotum is deviant. It's not an average scrotum. Capro says, is King Ralph a reference to Ralph Klein? No, it's a reference to the movie King Ralph with John Goodman. Excuse me. Still looking for a good question. Abascoliolo says, how much does one meat weigh? 6 ounces. Hagula says, so, Frank Vivola's in Valhalla. There's also some pretty strong hinting that Frank Vivola is the very much alive hermit. Is Frank Vivola Schrodinger's cat? When you're in Valhalla, you are outside of time. So you are, you know, you when you're in Valhalla, Vivola is dead and in Valhalla too. When you reincarnate, you re-enter the time stream at a point where the hermit's still alive. Either that or he dies every time you ascend and reincarnates well before you do, so he's already old. Either way it works. Just don't think of the ascension process as a linear process through time. Then it all makes sense. Monster says you should make the Jew hat zappable into a yarmulke and spells it Y-A-M-A-C-A. Come on, guys, try. No, I don't think we'll be doing that, but Thanks for asking. King Pickles wants the next Mr. Store item to be a tiny plastic sword. Right. Dreamer TK asks, has Jick ever played the great game of paintball? I don't think that that he has. My wife is trying to get me to go play paintball, and I've never played. And I'm not really eager to, because I've seen the welts that paintballs make, and I've seen Amplitude's fucked up eyeball that he got from playing paintball, and I'm not really that eager to do it. It's like, you know, shooting water guns at each other, only that they're guns full of paint pellets that hurt. So, I don't know. I'm not that into pain. But, I think that the main thing that's scaring me is that somebody's going to shoot me, and I'm going to be all, ow, that hurts, ow, ow. And then my wife, who is pretty sensitive to pain, will be going, that doesn't hurt at all, watch. And, like, shoot herself in the leg, you know. And then tell me what a pussy I am. That makes me sad. So I'm worried about it. I haven't tried it, and I don't know if I want to. Burnt Ketchup 5 says, how high were you guys when you made this game? We kind of stopped smoking weed before we started writing this game. It's mostly beer. Stormdeath says clan leaders should have the ability to mass PM or mass K-mail their clan members or something. The reason why we can't do that is there are clans that have thousands of members, and they would break the game every time they tried to do it. Yeah, what's happening with Rollover, we're not sure. Jick's on the motherfucker. You ain't got nothing to worry about, loathing. Jick's on the motherfucker. Let's see what else we got. Inferno Hero says there needs to be an ultra rare in the daily dungeon that is found in the chests, since I bet a lot of people skip over them. Yeah, it's kind of a funny idea. It's always fun to mess with people. Still looking at questions. Lantorio Blini says we should still have a pixel familiar. Yeah, I think there should just be a Navi familiar that just does nothing but add, hey, listen to every combat round somewhere, maybe twice or three times. That would be excellent. Good lord. Running out of questions. And steam. I've done a lot of traveling today. I think Jick may have had a breakthrough with Rollover, which is good. But I think I'm going to ask Guy Speculum if he wouldn't mind taking over just a little bit early, because, you know, we're out of questions. We've answered some. We've set the stage for shows in the future. And I think it's okay for me to exit and go get some damn sleep, because my day started with a 6-hour drive and continued in an airport and on an airplane. And that just made me want to cry. So, I'm tired and Jick is busy, and we love you all, and I will see you tomorrow. If it's 10 minutes till 10 o'clock right now for you, I will see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. So, I Speculum on the mic, and me after some sleep tomorrow. Thanks for listening, y'all.